ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति 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 संकटोपनिषद द्वितीयोध्याये तृतीयावल्ली तृतीयावल्यां पंचमः मंत्रः. सो इन द प्रीवियस मंत्र वी सॉ बिफोर द फॉल ऑफ द बॉडी इफ अ पर्सन इज एबल टू डिस्कवर द ट्रूथ of oneself, then he can come free from bondage of samsara. Otherwise, he will be eligible only to be born assuming a body. He will not be eligible to attain moksha. Shairasya visrasaha prak bodhum ashakad ched saha samsarat vimuchyate muktah bhavati athava sargeshu lokeshu sharitvaya kalpate. This you understood. The same thing we're going to see later on. The fifth mantra, how it's very precious to be born as a human being can be understood. Because only a human being is eligible to attain the knowledge, thereby to discover freedom. Beings who are living in higher lokas are there only to exhaust the punya karma. Beings in the lower worlds are eligible only to exhaust their papa karma. The purpose of being in the higher lokas is to exhaust the punya karma by experiencing some pleasures, enjoying the pleasures of the higher worlds, which they would have aspired for which they would have worked and earned the punyam required for being there. The purpose of being in the lower worlds is to exhaust the results of the papa karma, which they would have unknowingly or knowingly earned. To the wrong actions. Apart from that, in the lower lokas, it is not possible for beings to prepare themselves for the attainment of jnanam. It is not possible to attain jnanam at all. So moksha is impossible for the beings of lower worlds. So also it is impossible for beings of the higher worlds also to attain jnanam, attain moksha. Even though they have earned only punyam, once you go to higher loka, you can only exhaust the punya karma. There's no way of attaining jnanam, no way of preparing for the jnanam also. Therefore, no attainment of moksha. Only if a person worked very, very hard and practiced karma along with the performed rituals, performed rituals and lived strictly a life of karma yoga, and with having his focus and combining his performance of rituals and practice of meditation, etc. If at all a person worked very, very hard to earn abundance of punyam to go to the highest of the lokas called Brahmaloka, then it is possible for a person to attain krama muktihi. It is possible for a person to go to leaving all the higher lokas, going to go to the highest of the lokas called Brahmaloka, it is possible for him to attain the Krama Muktihi. Otherwise, apart from reaching, going to the higher Brahmaloka, in no other loka one can, higher loka one can attain moksha. So the possibility of attaining sadyo muktihi, jivan muktihi is only in this human world. Only for a human being, it is possible. So attainment of krama mukti is possible only if a person goes to highest of the lokas called satya loka or brahma loka. Otherwise, going to any other higher loka will not make a person eligible to attain jnanam, to attain moksha. Therefore, we can understand how precious to get this human body. Manushye jantu nara janma durlabham. The human birth is very rare and precious. Even though human beings go through a lot of suffering in life, we do understand, we do think that human beings suffer a lot. Really speaking, human beings are the most fortunate beings, because even though they have to go through the punya papams in their account, still human beings have all the possibility of discovering Purusharta, knowing the goal, and thereby placing themselves in the right track, and to prepare their minds, they're having the focus on the goal, thereby to attain jnanam. The human beings alone are eligible. So human birth is very precious. So being born in this world of bhuloka, world of human beings, as a human being, a very precious and very rare opportunity, that it is only janma, only birth, which enables a person attain jnanam and moksha. So that this human span of life should not be wasted. We must be spent very carefully, placing the mind in the shastram and living the life consciously of one's end. Okay. So, let us see the mantra here. And to make us understand this fact, Shankara Bhagavatpada also says here, he gives example of a mirror, and he also gives example of the dream world, also the reservoir of water with highly disturbing waves. Okay, we'll see that how mantra goes later on. In the very beginning itself, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this mantra. Fifth mantra. Yasmad iha eva atmanaha darshanam. Are you able to follow? I found the page. Okay. Yasmad iha eva atmanaha darshanam. Adarshasthasya iva mukhasya spashtam upapadyate. What he says, adarshaha means mirror. See, darshaha, different. Adarshaha, darshanam, vision. Darshaha, adarshaha, mirror. Adarshastham mukha means the face reflected in the mirror, the face obtaining in the mirror. The face obtained in the mirror means face reflected in the mirror. The face obtaining in the mirror, spashtam, it is very clear, spashtam upapadyate. Similarly, what is Pashtam here? இகையேவ ஆத்மனஹா தரிசனம். வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட். ஆத்மனஹா தரிசனம், ஹேவிங் த விஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா, ஹேவிங் த விஷன் ஆஃப் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி, அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் தி நியரஸ்ட் செல்ஃப், ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப். ஆத்மனஹா தரிசனம் இகையேவ ஹியர் இட் செல்ஃப். ஸோ ஹேவிங் த விஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா ஹியர் இட் செல்ஃப் is like having the clear vision of the reflection of the face in the clear mirror. Adarshastasya mukasya spashtam upapadyate, which means iha means what? When we are living in this very world of human beings, as a human being, making the possible efforts, thereby discovering the truth, obtaining as one's own self, that is, having the vision of the self in this world itself, is like having the clear vision of the reflection of the face in the mirror. யஸ்மாத் இஹ ஏவ ஆத்மனஹா தர்ஷனம் ஸ்பஷ்டம் உபபத்யதே. கதம் ஆதர்ஷஸ்தஸ்ய முகஸ்ய ஸ்பஷ்டம் உபபத்யதே இஹ ஏவ, ஒன்லி இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் ஆஃப் ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ். ந லோகாந்தரேஷு, டெஃபினெட்லி திஸ் கிளியர் விஷன் ஆஃப் த செல்ஃப், அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் கிளியர் விஷன் ஆஃப் த செல்ஃப் is not possible. Lokantareshu means anyeshu lokeshu, not in other worlds. Attainment of the vision of the self is not possible in other worlds. Lokantareshu na sadhyam, atadarsham na sadhyam. I'm adding the word na sadhyam. பிரம்மலோகாத் அந்யத்ர, பிரம்மலோகாத் அந்யத்ர மீன்ஸ் அதர் தேன் தி பிரம்மலோகா, தி ஹையஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி 14 வேர்ல்ட்ஸ், ஒன்லி இன் ஹியூமன் வேர்ல்ட், ஒன்லி ஹியர் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் ஆஃப் ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ், இட் இஸ் பாசிபிள் டு ஹாவ் தி கிளியர் விஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா, நாட் இன் அதர் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ். And even if a person attain, goes to higher loka, he must go only to Brahma loka. And to go to the Brahma loka also is not that easy. It involves much, much, much more effort in earning the adequate amount of punyam to be eligible to go to Brahma loka. Therefore, attainment of Krama Mukti also is much more difficult than attainment of Jivan Mukti while living in this very world of human beings as a human being. Therefore, it's Upanishad, in the introduction itself, is very made very clear. Lokantareshu na, na lokantareshu, not in other worlds at all. Atmadarshanam lokantareshu na siddhyati. பிரம்மலோகாத் அந்யத்ர, அதர் தேன் பிரம்மலோக, அதர் வேர்ல்ட்ஸ் அட்டன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். ஹேவிங் த விஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். சகச்ச துஷ்பிராப், சகச்ச துஷ்பிராப, சக துஷ் ஆத்ம தர்சனம், சகச்ச துஷ்பிராப, இட் இஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு. Saha means, Saha Brahmalokaha Dushprapaha. In the Dushprapaha, that Brahmaloka also is to be attained only with the great difficulty, with the great effort and strain. Okay. Katham, how Atmadarshanam is not possible in other worlds, only in the world of human beings it is possible. Iti Uchyate. That is going to be said in the following mantra. Okay, here, Pujya Swamiji always makes it very clear, simple reason. Only in the world of human beings, only the human being of all the living creatures, human being alone is blessed with this knowledge of self-existence. Knowledge of existence of one's own self. So human being alone is self-conscious being. It is only in the two, even human being also, having three states of experience, only in the waking state, he has this knowledge of self-existence. So human being alone is blessed with this knowledge. Therefore, human being alone is eligible also to make his half knowledge into total knowledge. It is possible for him. There's one reason we always give. But here, anyway, other lokas also, it is not possible. And I see the mantra now. Yatha darshe tathatmani. Yatha swapne tatha pitru loke. Yatha supariva dadrushe tatha gandharva loke. Chaya tapayoriva brahma loke. Yatha darshe tathatmani. Mani, yatha swapne yatha pitru lok, yatha swapne tatha pitru loke, yatha supariva dadrushe, tatha gandharva loke, chaya tapayoriva brahma loke, yatha darshe tatha mani, yatha swapne tatha pitru loke, yatha supariva dadrushe, tatha gandharva loke, chaya tapayoriva brahma loke, chaya tapayoriva brahma loke. Okay. So, yatha adarshe tatha atmani. Yatha adarshe tatha atmani. So the sentence is not complete. So we have to supply some words to make sentence complete. Yatha swapne tatha pitruloke. Yatha apsu. Yatha apsu. That tatha, the dadrushe is a verb, and pariva, that pariva, from the pariva, we have to take the prefix pari. Pari plus iva. We break it pari iva. Pari should go with the verb dadrushe. Pari dadrushe. Pari dadrushe iva. Yatha apsu. Tatha gandharva loke paridadrushe iva. Chaya atapayoho iva. Brahma loke. So what is like what? Here, clear knowledge. Because that Shankara Bhagavatapada in introduction itself, he said, Mukasya spashtam. That is spashtam, the word he already used. So spashtam means clear. So spashtam bhavati. Spashtagnanam siddhyati. Sputagnanam bhavati. Mean the same. Spashtam jnanam siddhyati. Very clear knowledge happens. Sputam jnanam bhavati. காம்பவுண்ட் வேர்ட் ஸ்புட ஜானம் பவதி. ஸ்புடம் ஜானம், ஸ்பஷ்டம் ஜானம் பவதி. கிளியர் நாலெட்ஜ் ஹேப்பன்ஸ். சப்போஸ் a person makes possible efforts for living in this human world, the world of human beings, as a human being, then definitely that a person attains self-knowledge, that self-knowledge becomes what? Very clear knowledge. How very clear it is? Yatha adarshe, yatha ஆதர்ஷே ததா ஆத்மனி ஸ்பஷ்டம் ஞானம் சித்யதி. யதா ஆதர்ஷே ததா ததா ஸ்பஷ்டம் ஞானம் சித்யதி. ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் ஒன் கேன் சீ ஒன்ஸ் ஃபேஸ் வெரி கிளியர்லி இன் அ மிரர், சோ ஆல்சோ one can have very clear vision of the self in this world of human beings, as a human being. Then, yatha swapne tatha pitraloke. Yatha swapne tatha pitraloke. So attains the clear vision of the self where? In one's own buddhi, in one's own self. And here, one's own mind. Yatha swapne tatha pitraloke. So, if at all it is not possible to have jnanam in any other loka, if at all a person has, then a person attains jnanam in Pitruloka, just loka which is above this world, then there yatha swapne, how all the dream objects experienced in dream are not clear objects. Especially when you wake up from sleep, they disappear also. They're not clear. There's much big difference in the clarity of objects perceived in the waking state directly and the object perceived in the dream state. They are not clear. So, if at all a person attains jnanam in Pitruloka, that knowledge will be very blurred. It's like having a blurred vision. That knowledge will be unclear knowledge. Aspashtam jnanam. Aspashtam jnanam. Asputam jnanam. Sputam, spashtam mean the same. That knowledge will be aspashtam jnanam. How it is? Yatha swapne. It is like attainment of the vision of the Atma in Pitruloka will be like the experience of the dream objects will be unclear like the experience in the dream. Yatha apsu tatha gandharvaloke paridadrishe iva. Yatha apsu apaha means waters. Apsu, in the waters. Tatha gandharva loke. Even in the gandharva loka, it'll be like how where you can see in the waters, the ocean is full of waves, huge waves come making lots of noise, a lot of noise. So, just as in the turbulent waters with the huge waves, how nothing can be clear, so also Gandharva Loke, even the world of Gandharvas, we do not know about Gandharva Loka, how exactly it is, but Shastram talks about it. It will be very unclear. So, paridadrishe, the prefix with the prefix pari and the verb dadrishe, together, dadrishe means pashyati, take it as pashyati, that's all. Paridadrishe again means sees, seeing only. Paridarshanam literally means seeing around. But paridadrishe means a person sees. Gandharva Loke, so it is not possible in Gandharva Loka to attain jnanam. If at all a person attains the self-knowledge in Gandharva Loka, that knowledge is like that knowledge is very unclear. It's like seeing the having knowledge amidst lots of noise. Like in the reservoir of water with the tremendous turbulence. Gandharva Loke, yatha apsu tatha Gandharva Loke, paridadrishe eva. It is not really as if it is, so attainment of self-knowledge in Gandharva Loka is not possible. If at all a person attains, it is as if being, it is very unclear, as if it is in the reservoir of water with turbulent waves. Chayata, what it means, unclear means what? It is not possible to have jnanam there. Chayatapayoho jnanam iva brahmaloke sputa jnanam bhavati. Chaya means shade, atapaha means light. Chaya tapayoho, like the shade and the light. Chaya atapaha. Atapaha also means heat. So light and heat together meant by the word atapaha. So chaya means shade. So chaya tapayoho iva brahmaloke jnanam sputa jnanam bhavati. So the knowledge of self-knowledge attained in Brahmaloka will be clear, like how you can distinguish this is light, this is the shade. Knowledge will be clear in Brahmaloka also. That is why Krama Mukti is promised. Attainment of self-knowledge is possible in Brahmaloka, which will be clear knowledge. That is why Krama Mukti is also, the mukti attained in Brahmaloka is said to be Krama Mukti. That's also possible. So, in other lokas, attainment of jnanam is not possible. Attainment of moksha is also not possible. Only here it is possible in this world of human beings. That is the idea conveyed here. Let us read the Bhashyam now. Yatha darshe pratibimbabhutam atmanam pashyati lokaha atyanta viviktam yatha lokaha. Just as whenever the word loka comes, lokaha literally means the world, which always implies the world of people. The world of human beings sees, pashyati, lokaha pashyati. You will say manushyaha pashyanti. Lokaha pashyati, lokastaha manushyaha pashyanti. People of the world see, pashyanti. People of the world see. Here, the world sees, the world of people sees. Sees what? Atmanam. sees the self, how yatha adarshe pratibimba bhutam, see the self just as seeing the self reflected in the mirror. Yatha adarshe pratibimba bhutam atmanam lokaha pashyati atyanta viktam, atyanta viktam. Viviktam, very clear, distinct, clear. Viviktam means distinct, very distinct, clear reflection. Atyanta, very, atyanta viktam atmanam, pratibimbabhutam atmanam yatha adarshe lokaha pashyati, just as people see very distinct, clear reflection of the self. Self means here, not the atma, does not mean the self here. Reflection of oneself, one individual self. One sees oneself in the form of reflection in the mirror. Tatha iha atmani sabuddhau. See the word atmanam in the first line. Yatha adarshe patibimbabhutam atman. There the word atmanam literally means oneself. Just as the world of people sees, you can say, what, just as a person sees oneself very clear, distinct, in the form of reflection in the mirror, tatha, so also, iha atmani svabuddhau, iha mean tatha, so also, here in this world of human beings, atmani, atmani means in one's own mind, svabuddhau, in one's own self, in one's own mind, adarshavatu, Nirmali Bhutayam, Adarshavat Nirmali Bhutayam. One's own buddhi, one's own intellect, one's own mind, which is Nirmali Bhuta, which is made pure like the mirror. Adarshavat Nirmali Bhutayam, which is pure, like, which is free from impurities, which is free from clear, the intellect, which is free from impurities, which is pure, like the mirror, in that buddhav, viviktam atmanaha darshanam bhavati. Very clear, distinct vision of the self happens. Vision of the self happens. Very clear vision of the self happens in the mind, in one's own mind, here in this world of human beings, which is very clear, which is pure like the mirror. The impurity free mind, which is clear, which is free and pure like the mirror. Adarshavat Nirmali Bhutayam Buddhau. So Kasyam Buddhau Kidrushyam Buddhau Atmanaha Darshanam Viviktam Bhavati. Kidrushyam Buddhau Atmanaha Darshanam Viviktam Bhavati. In which sort of mind the vision of the Atma happens, clear, the clear vision of the Atma happens, viviktam atmanaha darshanam, very distinct, clear vision of the self happens, in which sort of intellect, nirmali bhutayam buddhav, adarshavat nirmali bhutayam buddhav, in ఆత్మనహా బుద్ధౌ. ఆత్మని ఇన్ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్, స్వబుద్ధౌ ఇన్ వన్స్ ఓన్ ఇంటలెక్ట్, ద వెరీ డిస్టింక్ట్ క్లియర్ విషన్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్ హ్యాపెన్స్. ద బుద్ధి విచ్ ఈస్ ప్యూర్ అండ్ క్లీన్ లైక్ ది మిర్రర్. ఈజ్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? Which means, what it means is, if the mirror is dusty, the mirror is not steady, the mirror, the two qualifications we have to understand, the mirror must be clean, dust free, and mirror must be firm and steady also. The mirror is key, mirror is constantly moving like a pendulum, or if the mirror is not clean also, then the reflection of the face is not, will not be clear. Similarly here, antahkaram also must be pure and steady. So naischalyam and antahkarana shuddhi, antahkarana naischalyam, they are implied, meant by the word nirmali bhuta buddhihi, means the pure buddhihi, the pure clean mind, means the mind which is pure and steady. Pure mind is the mind where all emotions are consciously, thoughtfully managed by strictly committing oneself to live a life of dharma. There's no way of having a pure mind without managing one's emotions. And managing one's emotions is possible. Managing one's emotions in the sense, managing one's, all one's raga dveshas, likes and dislikes, desires, anger, hatred, all these emotions, jealousy, very natural. All these emotions can be managed only if a person strictly lives a life of dharma. So by living strictly a life of dharma, managing one's emotions, if a person has relative mental purity, then he can have such a degree of steadiness also. Then only in that person's mind, the prepared mind, atmajnanam viviktam bhavati. తథా ఇహ ఆత్మని ఆదర్శవత్ నిర్మలీభూతాయాం స్వబుద్ధౌ ఆత్మనః దర్శనం వివిక్తం భవతి. సి ఆత్మా, దట్ వర్డ్ యాక్చువల్లీ మీన్స్ ది యాక్ట్, మీన్స్ ది రియాలిటీ విచ్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్నెస్. ఆప్నోచరమితి ఆత్మ. But sometimes the word Atma also means antahkaranam, the mind. Sometimes the word Atma also means the body. So you must make a note of this. So Atmani Swabuddhau. Here Iha, here itself, in this very body itself, while living in this body itself, in one's own intellect, which is pure and clean like the mirror, in that intellect, very distinct, clear vision of the Atma happens. Okay. Next sentence, we're moving now. Yatha swapne aviviktam. There is avagraha is there. Yatha swapne aviviktam జాగ్రత్ వాసనోద్భూతం. యథా స్వప్నే అవివిక్తం జాగ్రత్ వాసనోద్భూతం తథా పితృలోకే అవివిక్తం ఏవ దర్శనం ఆత్మనః. కర్మఫల ఉపభోగ ఆసక్తత్వాత్. So karma phala upaboga asaktatvat. Yatha supne aviktam. jagrat vasanodbhutam. So just as in dream, swapne, in dream, what happens? One sees the dream world. How is the dream world? Avivictam, it is very clear. It is not clear. Avivictam, it is not clear. Because jagrat vasana udbhutam, it is only produced by the vasanas, produced by vasanas, stored from the experiences of the waking state. Jagrat vasana udbhutam. The dream world is the product of udbhutam. Projection of the dream world happens to be the projection of the vasanas stored from waking state experiences. The dream world is not clear like the world experienced in the waking state. Tatha similarly, pitruloke avivikthameva darshanam atmanaha. So if at all, it is not possible, if at all a person attains self-knowledge, vision of the self in the pitruloka, the self-knowledge will be avivictam. It will be unclear, like the dream world, unclear dream world experienced in the dream world. Pitruloke avivictameva atmanaha darshanam. Pitruloke atmanaha darshanam avivictameva. Definitely it is unclear, like the unclear dream produced by the vasanas of waking state experiences. Why it's unclear? Because karma phala upabhoga asaktatvant. A person earns punyam only to go to higher lokas, and his objective must have been only in enjoying the higher pleasures. Unless a person has interest in the enjoyment of the pleasures or the other world, definitely there's no need for a person to go to the higher world. So the person has gone to the higher world means he must have earned the punyam with that desire in the mind. So he must be involved only in enjoying the pleasures of that world. Karma pala upabhoga asaktatvat. Because of the person's interest in the enjoyment of results of actions. The punyam. Karma pala upabhoga asaktatvat. Asaktihi means interest. Asakta means interested. As the person is interested only in the enjoyment of the results of actions, and his interest being in the enjoyment of actions, results of actions, naturally his interest won't be in self-knowledge. Therefore, if at all a person attains self-knowledge, it will be exactly like having the vision of the self in the pitruloka, will be like the dream experience. Yatha swapne jagrat vasanodbhutam. Jagrat vasanabhi udbhutam. Jagrat vasanodbhutam. Avivictam. Tatha pitruloke atmanaha darshanam avivictameva karma phala upabhoga asaktatvat. ಕರ್ಮ ಫಲ ಉಪಭೋಗ ಆಸಕ್ತತ್ವಾ. ಕರ್ಮ ಫಲಾನಾಂ ಕರ್ಮಣಾಂ ಫಲಾನಾಂ ಉಪಭೋಗೇ ಆಸಕ್ತತ್ವಾತ್. ಕರ್ಮಣಾಂ ಫಲಾನಾಂ ಕರ್ಮ ಫಲಾನಾಂ ಉಪಭೋಗೇ ಆಸಕ್ತಿ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಇತಿ ಕಾರಣತಃ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲಷಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪಿತೃಲೋಕ. ಸೊ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ. ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿ ವಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಇನ್ ಪಿತೃಲೋಕ. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಯಥಾಚ ಅಪ್ಸು. ಯಥಾಚ ಅಪ್ಸು ಯಥಾಚಾಪ್ಸು ಅವಿಭಕ್ತ ಅವಯವಂ ಅವಿಭಕ್ತಾವಯವಂ ಆತ್ಮರೂಪಂ ಪರೀವ ದದೃಶ್ಯೇ. ಅವಿಭಕ್ತ ಅವಯವಂ ಆತ್ಮರೂಪಂ. ಅವಿಭಕ್ತ ಅವಯವಂ ಆತ್ಮರೂಪಂ. ಆತ್ಮರೂಪಂ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಅವಿಭಕ್ತ ಅವಯವಂ, ವಿಭಕ್ತ ಅವಯವಂ, ವಿಭಕ್ತ ಅವಯವಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೆಪರೇಟೆಡ್. ಅವಿಭಕ್ತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಾನ್ ಸೆಪರೇಟೆಡ್, ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್. ಅವಿಭಕ್ತ ಅವಯವಂ ಅವಿಭಕ್ತಾವಯವಂ ಆತ್ಮರೂಪಂ. ದಿಸ್ ದ ರಿಫ್ಲೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ದಿ ಕಂಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ರಿಫ್ಲೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಅವಿಭಕ್ತ ಅವಯವಂ ಆತ್ಮರೂಪಂ ಒನ್ ಸೀಸ್ ಪರೀವ ದದೃಶ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪರಿದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ಇವ. ಪರಿದೃಶ್ಯೆ ಪರಿದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ಇವ ದದೃಶೆ ಪರಿದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ಇವ. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಒನ್ ಸೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವಾಟರ್ ಯಪ್ಸು ಪರಿದೃಶ್ಯತೆ. ಪರಿಪಶ್ಯತಿ ಪರಿದೃಶ್ಯತೆ. ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೀನ್. ಪರಿದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ಈಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಲಿ ಸೀನ್ ಲಿಟ್ರಲಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ವಾಟರ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೀನ್. ಪರಿದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ಇವ ಪರಿದದೃಶೆ. ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ಪರಿದೃಶ್ಯತೆ ಇವ. Just as in the waters one sees one's compressed reflected form, compressed reflected form of oneself, just as one's own compressed form, reflected form of oneself is seen in the waters, tatha, in which waters definitely the water is not still water, it is a turbulent water. Just as one's own compressed reflected form is seen in the disturbed water, so also gandharva loke avivyaktameva darshanam atmanah. Definitely one cannot see one's reflection in the turbulent water. Clear one's reflection in the turbulent water cannot be clear. It will look very funny also. Similarly here, one cannot have clear vision of oneself in the Gandharva Loka. Tatha Gandharva Loke Avivikta Meva Darshanam Atmanaha. one can have vision of the self in Gandharva Loka, which is very unclear, unstable, like seeing one's compressed reflected form in the disturbed water. Evam cha lokantareshu api. Evam cha, in this manner, lokantareshu api shastra pramanyat avagamyate. Evam cha, in this manner, lokantareshu api, in other lokas also, shastra pramanyat avagamyate. How do you understand this fact? It is only from the Shastram we understand this. Shastra Pramanyat Avagamyate. So, in all other lokas, the vision of the Atma, if at all attained, it will be very, very, very unclear vision, which is not a clear vision. Therefore, it cannot become an ascertained vision. And how do we understand this? Shastra Pramanyat. Pramanyam, authenticity. Only it is an avagamyate. Even in this manner, lokantreshu, even other worlds, the vision of the Atma attained will be very unclear, and this fact is understood through the authentic source of Shastram. Shastra Pramanyat Avagamyate. Chaya Atapayoho Iva Atyanta Viktam Brahmaloke Eva Ekasmin. Apart from, other than attainment of the vision of the Atma in the world of human beings, Brahmaloke Ekasmin Brahmaloke, only in the Brahmaloka, Atyanta Viktam, very clear, distinct vision of the Atma is possible, like what? Chaya Tapayoho. How it is very easy to see what is shade in the presence of the light and what is light. In the presence of bright light, the shade shines very clearly, which means the light and the shade shining in the light can be seen very clearly. So also, chaya atapayoho iva. So iva means, okay, yatha. Just as the vision of the shade and the light in which it shines is very clear always, so also Brahmaloke eva ekasmin Brahmaloke eva viviktam atmajnanam bhavati. The very clear self knowledge happens apart from the human being, world of human beings. Sahacha dushprapaha, and that Brahmalokaha also, where one can have very clear vision of the Atma, like the, which is clear like the difference between light and shade, that clear vision of the Atma attained in Brahmaloka, only a person goes to Brahmaloka, but that Brahmaloka is Dushprapaha, Saha Brahmalokaha, Sahacha Dushprapaha. The Brahmalokaha is attainable only with the tremendous effort, with a great difficulty. Dukkhena prapyate iti duṣprāpaha. Atyanta visishta karma jnana sadhyatva. Why it is duṣprāpaha? Kimartam brahmalokaha duṣprāpaha? Why it is attainable with tremendous effort and great strain, the great difficulty? Because atyanta visishta karma jnana sadhyatva. Brahmaloka has the status of being attainable only through the only with the punyam earned through very earned through the performance of rituals and practice of meditation. Very specific, atyanta visishta, very specific rituals, and jnana means meditation. One must have practiced very specific, performed specific rituals and practiced specific meditations prescribed for earning the punyam to go to Brahmaloka. Therefore, atyanta visishta karma jnana sadhyatvat duṣprāpaha. Brahmaloka is attainable only with the punyam earned through the specific performance of ritual and specific practice of meditations. Very specific. And which is not very easy. Because performance of rituals involves difficulty with the focused attention, with any disturbance, with any obstacles. It must be done properly to be effective. And practice of meditation, of course. How difficult it is, you all know, especially the specific meditations prescribed in the Shastra. One must practice those meditations so that by combining the performance of rituals along the practice of meditation, one has to earn very unique punyam, abundance of punyam, that one will be eligible to go to Brihbrahmaloka. Therefore, it is not easily attainable. Duṣprāpaha. Tasmātu ātma darshanāya iha eva atyatnaha kartavyaha. What is the teaching, final teaching? Ataha tasmāt, because of that reason. Tasmāt kāraṇāt, because of that reason. Ātma darshanāya, for the vision of the self. Ihayeva yatnaha kartavyaha. Effort must be made here itself while living in this human world of human beings itself as a human being. Why? Next Janma we do not know what will be. So we assume, because we seem to be very good, so we assume get a human body again. Anyway, this is a very precious. We can't afford to miss it. Therefore, tasmat, due to that reason, ātma darshanāya iha eva yatnaha kartavyaha. All possible effort must be done here itself for self-knowledge. Iti abhiprayaha. This is the intention of the Upanishad. This is the intention conveyed here. Okay, shall I go to next mantra? Therefore, if Atma, one must have the Vishnu of the Atma here itself in this birth itself, or in this human, the world of human beings itself, one must make all possible efforts to discover the Atma. Now question comes, Okay, I'm interested now. How can I know the Atma? From so many mantras we have seen already, you can't say now I'm interested. Unless you were interested, you wouldn't have come to the class, isn't it? But still, in the Upanishad again it's emphasized, oh, if this human birth is very precious, and being born in this world is very precious. In Tamil, there's a beautiful word, sentence, no? Aridu, aridu, mandarai, prathal, aridu. You never forget that. So, it is very rare. We do not know the value of the body that we have got. We are really blessed to have got this body. Some punyam we have, though we have papam also. Of course, we have definitely papam, which you, and along with the papam, we have some punyam that we got this body and we got this intellect and that we are eligible to discover the truth and with this self-consciousness. We can't afford to miss this the very span of life. Every fraction of time is, second is very precious. So, once you understand, oh, this is such a precious span of life, a human life, I should not miss it. Atma Gyanam, I must get it, have it here itself. How can I discover the Atma? How can I have the clear vision of the self here? Then, if at all I had the vision of the self, will there be any benefit? So, as a human being, I will not be interested in wasting my time in having the self, vision of the self, unless I enjoy some benefit. So there must be benefit also. So, how can I discover the self in this life? Thereby, what would be the benefit that can be attained as a result of that self-knowledge, vision of the self? So here we're going to see this mantra. Katham asau bodhavyaha. Asau atma katham bodhavyaha. Asau means I am. Saha asau atma katham bodhavyaha. Saha atma katham bodhavyaha. How should that atma be known? Or atma be understood? Katham asau atma bodhavyaha. Ayam asavatma katam bodhavyaha. Kimva tad avabodhe prayojanam. Tad avabodhe tasya atmanaha avabodhe. Tad avabodhe is what now? How do you understand? Tasya atmanaha avabodhe. Avabodha means knowledge. Understanding. Tasya atmanaha avabodhe, in understanding of that atma. In knowing that atma, tasya atmanaha avabodhe, kim va prayojanam, what benefit is there? Kim va prayojanam, what benefit is there? Iti uchyate. So the following, the sixth mantra presents how that Atma should be understood and what is the benefit of understanding that Atma. This that is discussed in the sixth mantra. Indriyanam prithag bhavam udayastamayochayat. Indriyanam prithag bhavam udayastamayochayat. Prithagutpadyamananam matvadhiro nashochati. Indriyanam prithagbhavam udayastamayochayate. Prithagutpadyamananam मत्वा धीरो न शोचति. इंद्रियाणां पृथक् भावं उदयास्तमयौ. सी उदयः अस्तमयः, ब्रेक इट, उदयः अस्तमयः च उदयास्तमयौ, उदयः च अस्तमयः च उदयास्तमयौ च यत् पृथग् उत्पद्यमानानां मत्वा धीरो न शोचति. ओके, सो हियर सूर्यस्य उदयः, सूर्यस्य अस्तमयः, विच वी हैव हर्ड. उदयः इट मीन्स राइज, उदयति, उदयते, यू नो, उदय, उदयते. सो उदयः नौन हियर, उदयः अस्तमयः, सूर्यस्य उदयः, सूर्यस्य अस्तमयः. Rise of, rising of the sun, setting of the sun, sunrise and sunset, surya, suryodayaha, suryastamayaha, we have heard. So udayaha, rise, astamayaha, set, setting, sunset and sunrise you have. So here, indriyanam prithagbhavam, prithag utpadyamananam, indriyanam, पृथक् भावं मत्वा उदयास्तमयौ च मत्वा धीरः न शोचति. हियर सडनली उपनिषत् मंत्र सेस धीरः न शोचति. सो द वर्ड धीरः ऑलवेज डेफिनेटली इन मीन्स अ वाइज पर्सन. द ब्रेव पर्सन इज द वाइज पर्सन. The wise person is the one who has the discriminative understanding of what is real and what is not real. So, satyam viveka jnanavan is dhiraha. So, dhiraha na shochati. A wise person does not grieve. Grieve understanding the fact. Understanding what? Indriyanam. पृथग् उत्पद्यमानानां इंद्रियाणां उदयास्तमौ, उदयास्तमयौ पृथग् भावं मत्वा. मत्वा मीन्स हैविंग अंडरस्टूड, हैविंग अंडरस्टूड, अंडरस्टूड व्हाट, हैविंग अंडरस्टूड द राइज एंड फॉल, हैविंग अंडरस्टूड द उदयम एंड अस्तमयम. सो हियर that even though it is dual, it is a objective case from udayastamayau matva, having understood the origination and dissolution or rise and fall, the wise person does not grieve. Rise and fall of what? Here, indriyas, rise and fall of the sense organs. Prithak bhavam, having understood their prithak bhavam means their being distinct, having understood the rise and fall of the sense organs, being distinct also. Prithak utpadyamananam, and which also they originate separately and they remain separate. Indriyanam prithak bhavam matva prithak utpadyamananam. So having understood the all the sense organs being distinct and which originate also distinctly, having understood the rise and fall of those sense organs, a wise person does not grieve. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. But we are going to understand something differently. Okay. This literal meaning. Prithak utpadyamananam இந்திரியாணாம் பிருத்தக் பாவம் உதயாஸ்தமய உச்ச யத்து. மத்வா தீரக ந சோச்சதி. சோ சம்திங் இஸ் இம்ப்ளைட் ஹியர், வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டீச்சிங் இஸ் இம்ப்ளைட் விச் இஸ் நாட் எக்ஸ்பிளிசிட்லி செட் பட் விச் இஸ் விச் ஹாஸ் டு பி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட். வாட் இஸ் தட்? ஆத்ம தத்துவ பிரகாஷகம் எத்து ஆத்ம தத்துவம் பிரகாஷயதி தத் மத்வா. தட் விச் ரிவீல்ஸ் தி ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் த செல்ஃப், தட் விச் ரிவீல்ஸ் தி ட்ரூத் ஆஃப் த செல்ஃப், தட் விச் பிரிங்ஸ் டு லைட், நோயிங் தட் விச் பிரிங்ஸ் டு லைட் த செல்ஃப். வாட் இஸ் இட் விச் பிரிங்ஸ் த செல்ஃப் டு லைட்? It is knowledge of the self. Knowledge of the self brings the self to light. Truth of the self. Self-knowledge brings the truth of the self to light. So, having known that, the knowledge, having known that which brings the self to light, the truth of the self to light, wise person does not grieve, which means the wise person has the knowledge of the self. Don't ask me how I do, how I know that. Okay, we are going to understand from the Bhashyam later on. Shankara Bhagavad Pada is going to help us understand yathu. Suppose if the Tratipun Yat is not there, then it would have been very difficult. Yat alone indicates here that the person is a dhiraha, wise person, who does not grieve is a dhiraha, wise person. Which means the wise person has that knowledge. Which knowledge? That knowledge. So having known that, yat jnatva, having known that which reveals the truth of the self, having known that which reveals the truth of the self, and knowing the rise and fall of the sense organs, which originate separately and which exists also distinctly. Prithak bhavam, prithak uputpadyamananam, indriyanam, matva. Simply knowing that a person doesn't grieve, no, yet knowing that which brings the truth of the self to light, the person does not grieve. Okay. Let us understand the Bhashyam. What exactly Acharya says here? Indriyanam Shrotradinam Swasva Vishyagrahana Prayojanena Swakaranebhyaha Akashadibhyaha Prithag Utpadyamananam அத்தியந்த விசுத்தாத் கேவலாத் சின்மாத்ர ஆத்மஸ்வரூபாத் பிருத்தக் பாவம் ஸ்வபாவிலக்ஷண ஆத்மகதாம் ததா தேஷாமேவ இந்திரியாணாம் உதயாஸ்தமயோச்ச உற்பத்தி பலயோ ஜாக்ரத்ஸ்வாப அவஸ்தாபேக்ஷயா நாத்மனஹ இதி மத்வா ஜ்ஞாத்வா விவேகதஹ தீரஹ தீமான் ந சோசதி. Okay, let us go from the beginning. Just I want to, there's no break here. is long, one sentence. That's why I want to read the whole sentence. Dhiraha na shochati. Dhiraha is a dhiman. The brave person is the intelligent person. Intelligent person is the person of wisdom. The person of wisdom is intelligent person. He does not grieve. How? Jnatva. Matva means jnatva. I'm coming from the back, okay? Dhiraha is equal to dhiman. Dhiman na shochati. Dhiraha na shochati. Dhiman na shochati. Okay. Katam vivekataha. What's the word matva? Matva is the word found in the mantra. Shankaracharya gives jnatva. Having matva is equal to having known. Matva sometimes also used in the sense of having thought, having considered. Matva also can mean having considered, having thought, etc. But here, matva is equal to jnatva, having known, having understood. Having understood, having known means how vivekataha, discriminatively. Having understood vivekataha. Having understood discriminatively what? That is, you have to see here. Indriyanam. Indriyanam. Prithak bhavam. Having understood the distinct existence or distinctness of the sense organs. So Shankaracharya explains how the indriya sense organs are distinct. How he explains. How they enjoy distinction. How they enjoy distinctness. Indriyana means what? Shrotradinam. Of this, the distinction, distinctness of the five, the subtle powers, such as hearing power, etc. Shrotradinam. Shrotram literally means ear. But here it implies what? Subtle power of hearing, etc. Swasva. So all subtle powers such as hearing power, etc. How they are distinct? Swasva vishaya grahana prayojanena. Swasva vishaya grahana prayojanena. They are distinct with their benefit. Distinct with the benefit of grasping their respective object. Swasva vishaya means their own respective object. Grahanam means grasping. Prayojanam, benefit. So the distinction is distinction of the subtle powers, sense powers, such as hearing power, etc., is with the benefit of grasping their own respective object. Now, hearing power can hear the sound, bring to light the sound. Seeing power can bring to light the form. Power of smelling can bring the smell to fragrance or sting to light. Power of taste can bring its own the taste to light. Like each sense power brings its respective object to light, which means is capable of grasping its own respective object. Swaswa vishaya. Swaswa vishayasya grahana prayojane. Grahana prayojanena. Swaswa vishayasya grahanasya prayojanena. Grahana prayojanena. Swakaranebhyaha. Akashadibhyaha. Swakaranebhyaha. And each sense power also has its own source. So like hearing power as its source is, the cause is space. Akasha shabda gunavan. Shabda gunakaha akashaha. Sound is the specific attribute of the space. Therefore, hearing power has connection with this space. Similarly, the power of touch in the skin has connection with the air, because the touch is the specific attribute of the air. And of course, the form is specific attribute of the fire. The seeing power connected with the fire element. So that a taste, the power of taste is connected with the element water, because taste is a specific attribute of the water. And smell, of course, Gandhavati Prithvi, we know very well. Smell is a specific attribute of the earth. Therefore, all these shabdas, parsha, rupa, rasa, gandaha, the sound, taste, touch, etc., all these fivefold objects are perceptible, or the specific attributes of these elements. For svakaranebhyaha akashadibhyaha prithag utpadyamananam. So they are originated separately from their respective causes, such as space, etc. See, hearing power, etc. So the sense organs, the sense powers, such as hearing power, etc., with their specific benefit of grasping the respective objects, have originated from their respective causes, such as space, etc. So each power has its own cause. So it has originated separately. Pratak utpadyamananam atyanta vishuddhat kevalat chinmatra atmaswarupat pratak bhavam swabhava vilakshana atmatatam. So they are atyanta vishuddham kevalam chinmatra swarupam. Atyanta vishuddha kevala chinmatra atmaswarupam. So what about this atma here? Atyanta vishuddha, absolutely pure. Kevala chinmatra swarupam, only pure consciousness, absolutely pure, the only pure consciousness is the swarupam. Swarupat prithak bhavam swabhava vilakshanatmakatam tatha. After reading a little, tesham eva indriyanam udayastamayau cha jnatva. So they have originated separately from the respective causes, such as space, etc. And they have their own distinctness with their respective benefit of grasping the respective objects, such as sound, etc. and those sense organs also distinct, different from the absolutely pure consciousness. Therefore, they are different from the pure consciousness. Atmasurupa prithak bhavam. Therefore, they are distinct from, they're different from the essential nature of the self. Atmasurupa prithak bhavam. And what atmasurupam? Chinmatram. Chinmatra atmasurupat. Kevalat atyanta vishuddha kevala chinmatra atmasarupa pratagbhava. It is different, therefore they are different from, they are different from the pure consciousness, the essential nature of the self. Their nature is different from the nature of the self, the pure consciousness. That's the idea conveyed here. So the word prithak is used twice in the mantra. Prithak bhavam. You can see indriyanam prithak bhavam. The prithak bhavam, Shankara Bhagavatpada explains here as what? Prithak bhavam he explains as Swabhava Vilakshana Atmakatam. Swabhava Vilakshana Atmakatam. By nature, by Swabhava, they are distinct, different. They are, by nature, they are different from the nature of the self, which is absolutely pure consciousness. That's what the word means. That tatha teshameva indriyanam. So having understood this, so having understood the distinctness of the sense organs, means what? Indriyanam prithak bhavam matva prithak utpadyamananam indriyanam prithak bhavam matva. That he has explained now. Shankaracharya has explained how they are prithak, how they have distinct nature, how they are distinct, how they enjoy distinctness, and how they originate distinctly, separately from their own respective sources. Shankaracharya has explained now. So they are capable of grasping distinctly their respective objects. And they have come into existence also, their respective causes, they also explained. Therefore, by nature, swabhava, swabhavena, vilakshanatmakata, by nature, they are different, they are distinct, different from the nature of the self, which is nothing but pure consciousness. This is the Atma, which is of the nature of pure consciousness. Now, tatha tesham eva indriyanam udayastamayaucha utpatti pralayo. Now, tatha tesham eva indriyanam, again, udayastamayocha matva, again having understood the rising and resolution of those sense organs. Tesham eva indriyanam, udayastamayocha matva. So we understood how they originate and resolve. They having understood their birth and death, rising and resolution of those sense organs also. Udayasmayo means what Shankaracharya raised? Utpatti pralayo, utpattihi origination, pralayaha resolution. So having understood the origination and dissolution of those sense organs, jagrat swapa avastha pekshaya, jagrat swapa avastha pekshaya, how in the waking state they originate, in the deep sleep state again they dissolve. So constantly in two states, in the waking state they all these sense powers, they're as though born in the waking state, as though they dissolve in the deep sleep state. Jagrat swapa avastha pekshaya. So their origination and dissolution of the sense organs happen in the waking and deep sleep states. Na atmanaha iti matva. So from the standpoint of their rise, I have understood that they come and go. They are not there permanently. Iti na atmanaha iti matva. They do not belong to the atma. They do not belong na atmanaha, because knowing their nature, knowing the nature of sense organs, having understood that they do not belong to the atma, which means what? They are not the atma. Having understood this, jnatva vivekataha, so discerning the atma from sense powers, which means he already, this wise person, he doesn't even consider his physical body. He knows physical body comes and goes. So physical body has birth, physical body undergoes changes, physical body has death. So he starts from sense powers, because sense powers are very real for us, because they connect us with the world. And the world of objects, the world of fivefold objects enjoys existence only when they shine because of the perception through sense powers. It is these five sense powers or five lights which alone bring the world of fivefold objects to light. That's why they're great lights. And those sense powers alone connect the mind with the external world. Therefore, all the knowledge and cognitions, perceptions, enjoyment, everything is possible only through the sense organs. That's why they're called instruments of enjoyment, instruments of perception. Now, he understands these sense powers themselves are not really, they're all not real. Because we understand the origination, we understand they have their, what are the sources of the origination, what are their causes, and how they are distinct in their functions, how they are distinct in their in grasping objects, how they also separately they originate, and how they appear and disappear. They appear and disappear. Having understood their udaya astamaya, all that, definitely their atma, they're not belong to the atma, which means what? Atma essentially of the nature of pure consciousness. Iti matva jnatva vivekataha, with the discriminative knowledge, dhiraha, wise person, dhiman na shochati. Okay. The last line only will make it, make the sentence, will make the whole mantra clear. Understanding of the mantra will be clear only when you read the last sentence. Atmanaha nitya eka subhavasya avyabhicharat shoka karanatva anupapattehe tathacha sutyantaram tarati shokam atmavit iti. Okay. Atmanaha nitya eka subhavasya. Atma, which is ever of the same nature. Atma nitya eka subhavaha. Eka subhava. Atma is ever of one unchanging nature. Nitya eka subhavasya. I think it must be ekattu subhava. Atmanaha nitya ekattva subhavasya. Not ekka subhava, ekattva subhavasya. The bhashyam, this is a small flippant mistake. Please correct it. Atmanaha nitya ekattva. Please correct it. If you are following the book. Ekattva. If you are following some other copy, text is okay. Nitya ekattva subhavasya. Atma nitya ekattva subhavaha. Atma is of the nature of, ever of the nature of, permanent, ever of the nature of timelessness, or permanence, and changelessness. Nitya ekatva subhavasya. Oneness. And that atma, even avyabhicharat, due to vyabhicharaha means change. Vyabhicharaha is change. Avyabhicharat. Shoka karanatva anupapattihi anupapattehe. So it is not tenable, it's not possible for any, it is not possible to have any reason for grief. It is not possible to have any reason for grief, which means there's no legitimacy for grief. Grief has no legitimacy. Shokasya na karanatvam. Shokasya na karanatvam. Karanatva anupapattihi. It is not possible for any reason to be there to have grief. Why? Because Atma is ever of the nature of eternity, timelessness, permanence. And it's ever of the nature of oneness. And because of its nature of unchanging nature, avyabhicharat, because of its unchanging nature, because of its nature of oneness, because of its nature of permanence, it is not possible for any reason to be there for grief. Shoka karanatva anupapattihi. Tathacha. So what? There can't be grief for the Atma. So I am the Atma means there's no grief for Atma. So only in seeing the Atma as oneself, one can see oneself being free from grief. And seeing oneself being free from grief is what? Being an intelligent person, being a person of wisdom. That's why he does not grieve. The person who understands the self, distinguishes the self from these sense powers, sense organs, understanding their origination, understanding their cause, understanding how they function distinctly, etc. This person distinguishes the Atma, understands its nature, thereby, and claiming that Atma as one's own self, this person does not grieve anymore. It is not possible for a person who claims the Atma as a self, the Atma which is of ever of the nature of permanence, ever of the nature of oneness, and ever of the nature of changelessness. Having claimed such Atma as oneself, the person, there cannot be reason for any grief on the part of the wise person. Tathacha Shrutyantaram. So here, there is another mantra quoted from another Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, very famous quotation. Tarati Shokam Atmavit. Atmavit Shokam Tarati. Atmavit Shokam Tarati. The knower of the self overcomes grief, crosses the grief, means crosses grief. Atmavit Shokam Tarati. This is the meaning. The knower of the self overcomes griefs means definitely a person cannot overcome, does not overcome grief. Where there is ignorance, there will be grief. Where there is knowledge, there will not be grief. Okay? This is the meaning. I'll explain this tomorrow. This is upapattihi. This word you come across quite often in the Upanishads. Upapattihi, anupapattihi. I'll explain this with the root, etc. tomorrow. I'm going to stop now. If you, we'll see any questions you have, please make a note. And I just, this mantra I'll again explain the last bit. Okay, I want to explain, because this upapattihi is a word which is quite often seen in all the Upanishads. So I'll explain it tomorrow in the very beginning. Then I'll go ahead with the next mantra. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.